Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Yeah, hey, Jerusalem. Good afternoon. Just gone 60 minutes past the hour of 5 o'clock. Johan L. standing in for Mako this afternoon. What is the secret to joy in life? Now, what's the secret? What would you say? What is the secret to joy in life? Let's ask Pastor Rick Warren.
Most people don't know the two secrets of joy, but I'm going to give them to you right now. Here they are. Well, number one, the first secret of joy is get the focus off myself. The more you focus on you, the more miserable you're going to be. It is not by accident that the word miser and miserable come from the same root word. You've got to shift your focus from inward focus, it's all about me, to outward focus, it's all about God and serving others. And when you do that, that is a counterculture move because everything in our society says it's all about you. Every advertisement says it's all about you. We do it all for you. Have it your way. You're number one. You're the best. But when you begin to give your life away, the more you give your life away to help others, guess what? The more joy flows into your life. Good example of this is the Apostle Paul. Philippians chapter 2, verse 17, he says, "My life is being poured out as a part of the sacrifice and service." There's those words. "As a part of the sacrifice and service I offer to God for your faith." Yet, he says, "In spite of this sacrifice and service, I am filled with joy. And I share that joy with all of you." It is a fact of life that the most helpful people are the most happy people in life. If you want to be happy, you got to be helpful. The more helpful you are, the more happy you are. The more self-centered you are, the more unhappy you're going to be in life. It's just the way the universe works. So joy floods into my soul when I begin to give it away. God wired the universe that the more unselfish you are, the more joy flows into your life. The Bible says this in Philippians 4, "Always be full of joy in the Lord." I say it again. Rejoice. "Let everyone see that you are unselfish and considerate in all you do." Now, notice how he pairs joy with being unselfish and considerate. If you are inconsiderate and you are selfish, you're not going to be joyful. But if you are unselfish and you are considerate, you're going to be joyful. I'll be real blunt with you. Look at this verse up on the screen. Philippians 1:4 says, "Forget about yourself long enough to lend a helping hand." That should have been our memory verse this week. It's shorter. Forget about yourself long enough to lend a helping hand. If you lack joy in your life, you're not happy right now, let me tell you, start serving. Start finding a place where you can volunteer to give part of your time away and you get nothing in return. You're not paid for it. You're just giving your life away. If there's nothing in your life that you are doing, say on a weekly basis, on which you're just doing it for others' benefit, not for your own, if there's nothing in your life like that, you're living a pretty selfish life. And God didn't put you on this planet just to live for you. You got to give back. You got to make a contribution. You got to be unselfish. That's where the joy comes from. Number two, the other way joy comes is when I use my gifts to help others. Joy comes from getting the focus off myself, and joy comes from using my gifts to help others. And when you use the gifts that God gave you to help other people, it feels good. I was reading an article this week about the Oscar contenders for the Academy Awards this year. One of the actors said, I was made for this role. And you know that feeling? That's how you feel when you know I'm doing what God made me to do, what God wired me to do.
What God wired me to do. What about you? What are you? What are all of us together? And God called us and said, I will take you and I will give you joy in this life. Amen. Amen to that. Yeah. Amen to that. And therefore you and I may know God is in control, not I, not me, not myself, but the Lord God Almighty. What about this one? Nara. Hey, come on.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.